Chapter 4. Hello, and welcome to another episode of our podcast. Today, we're going to dive into one of the most influential and timeless spiritual texts of all time, the Bhagavad Gita. Specifically, we're going to be exploring Chapter 4, which is packed with wisdom and insights that are just as relevant today as they were thousands of years ago. Now, before we jump into the chapter itself, let's take a quick step back and talk about what the Bhagavad Gita is all about. At its core, the Gita is a dialogue between the warrior Arjuna and the Lord Krishna, who serves as his spiritual guide. Arjuna is facing a moral dilemma. He's been ordered to fight in a battle against his own family members, and he's not sure what the right thing to do is. Throughout the Gita, Krishna teaches Arjuna about the nature of reality, the true meaning of yoga, and the importance of selfless action. Chapter 4 is particularly a pivotal moment for their conversation. As Krishna reveals to Arjuna the true nature of their relationship and the spiritual lineage that they both belong to. So let's dive in. The chapter starts with Krishna telling Arjuna that he has passed down the teachings of the Gita to many generations of people. He explains that he and Arjuna are not just friends, but are also part of the spiritual lineage, a lineage of great sages and saints who have passed down spiritual knowledge from one generation to the next. Now, this might not seem like a big deal at first glance, but it's actually a really important concept. Krishna is essentially telling Arjuna that he is not alone in his spiritual journey. He is part of a larger tradition of seekers who have been on this path for thousands of years. This is a comforting and empowering message, and one that's just as relevant today as it was when the Gita was first written. Krishna goes on to explain that even though the knowledge of the Gita has been passed down for generations, it's not something that can be learned by simply reading a book or listening to a lecture. True spiritual knowledge can only be gained through direct experience, through practice of yoga and selfless action. This is a really important point because it highlights the fact that spirituality isn't just an intellectual pursuit. It's something that has to be lived and embodied in order to truly understand it. This is a message that's particularly relevant in our modern world, where there is often a focus on intellectual knowledge and information, but not as much emphasis on experiential knowledge. As the chapter continues, Krishna delves deeper into the nature of action and how it relates to spiritual growth. He explains that action is necessary in order to live in the world, but that it can also be a means of spiritual development. The key is to engage in action without being attached to the fruits of that action. In other words, to act selflessly and without seeking personal gain. This is another really important concept and one that's at the heart of the Gita's teachings. The idea of acting without attachment to the outcome is something that is echoed in many spiritual traditions, and it's a powerful tool for cultivating inner peace and contentment. It's also a reminder that the true purpose of action isn't to achieve a specific outcome, but rather to live in accordance with our true nature and to serve the greater good. As the chapter draws to a close, Krishna reminds Arjuna that he's not just a physical body, but also an eternal soul. He explains that the soul is immortal and indestructible, and that it transcends birth and death. This is a particularly powerful message, and one that's incredibly comforting for anyone who's ever been afraid of death or struggled with the impermanence of life. Krishna's message is that our true nature is spiritual and that our physical bodies are just temporary vessels for our eternal souls. This message is particularly relevant in our modern world, where many people struggle with the sense of disconnection or purposelessness. The Gita reminds us that we are not just our bodies or our egos. We are spiritual beings with a divine purpose. Overall, Chapter 4 of the Bhagavad Gita is a powerful reminder of the timeless wisdom and insights contained within this ancient text. It is a call to action, a reminder of our spiritual lineage, and a guide to living a life of selfless service and inner peace. Whether you're a long-term student of the Gita or just starting to explore spirituality, there is something in this chapter for everyone. As we wrap up this episode, I encourage you to take some time to reflect on the teachings of the Gita and how they apply to your own life. Whether you're facing a moral dilemma like Arjuna or simply looking for greater meaning and purpose, the Gita can serve as a powerful guide and inspiration. As always, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on our podcast.